弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们先来读几处经文。
We're first going to read some passages of scripture.
今天早晨我们要读的这些经文都是在路加福音。
This morning, all of our scriptures will come from the gospel according to Luke.
所以请弟兄姐妹们打开路加福音。
So please turn to the gospel according to Luke.
第一处我们要读的是第一节到第一章的第一节到第四节。
The first section is chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
路加福音的一章一到四节。
Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
我们先读中文然后英文。
We'll first read in Chinese and then English.
提阿非罗大人啊，我 有好些人提笔作书，述说在我们中间所成就的事，是照传道的人从起初亲眼看见又传给我们的。这些事我既从起头都详细考察了，就定义要按着次序写给你，使你知道所学之道都是确实的。
Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word.
我们下一处要读的是第二章的第五到七节。
I'll finish reading verses 3 to 4 as well. It seemed fitting for me as well, having investigating everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught.
第二处呢是第二章的第五到七节。
The second section is Luke chapter 2, verses 5 through 7.
要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名向上撤，那时玛利亚身孕已重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Luke chapter 2 verses 5 through 7. In order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child, while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
那下一处仍然是在第二章，我们从第四十九节读到五十二节，第二章的四十九节到五十二节。
The next section also comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 49 to 52.
耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应以我父的事为念吗？他所说这话，他们不明白。他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒。并且顺从他们，他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。耶稣的智慧和身量，并人和神喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
Luke chapter 2, verses 49 to 52. And he said to them, Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house? But they did not understand the statement with which he had made to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth.And he continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
下一处我们请翻到第三章二十三节。
Next, we'll turn to Luke chapter 3, verse 23.
耶稣开头传道，年纪约有三十岁，依人看来，他是约瑟的儿子，约瑟是西利的儿子。
Verse 23, chapter 3. When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli.
最后一处我们要读第十九章的第十节。
Finally, we're going to read Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the son of man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
好，我们再有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
因为早晨我们沉迷在你的爱中。
This morning we meet in your love.
因为我们看见爱就是神成人样式。
We see that love was manifest with God becoming man.
爱就是神竟然愿意拯救像如我的罪人。
Love was God willing to save sinners such as I.
今天早晨当我们一同来看你在地上的生活的时候
This morning as we see your life on earth
我们求你借着圣灵开我们的眼睛
We pray that you may open our eyes through your Holy Spirit
让我们看见这位创造宇宙天地的神
That we can see that the God who has created heavens and earth
竟然愿意生在一个渺小的婴孩里边
Was willing to be born in a small infant
愿意成为人的样式
Willing to take up the form of man
愿意为我们走上十字架。
Willing to walk onto the cross for us.
主啊，我们也求你借着血来洁净你不配的仆人。
Lord, by your blood, please cleanse your unworthy servants.
让我藏身在你的十字架底下。
That we may be hidden under your cross.
让你自己能够不被拦阻的显露出来。
That there may be no obstacles.
主啊，我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in your holy name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，今天早晨我们要继续交通四福音当中的第三卷福音书中，借着路加福音来看主耶稣基督。
We thank the Lord that this morning we can continue our fellowship on seeing the Lord Jesus Christ through the third gospel of according to Luke.
前几次我们提到，前两次我们提到在旧约里边，神已经启示我们的主耶稣基督呢，他有四方面的形象。
In the last couple sessions, we discussed that the Old Testament already talks about four different manifestations of the Lord Jesus.
同样，这个启示也是在启示录里边出现。
This revelation is also in the book of Revelation.
那里边告诉我们说呢，我们的主在地上的时候，一方面他生命是像狮子，像君王。
It tells us that in the scripture, we know that the Lord is manifest as the lion, as the king.
一方面他像仆人，像牛一样。
In another aspect, he is like the servant, like an ox.
那今天我们看见这个路加福音里面告诉我们的主耶稣基督呢，是以人子的形式出现在地上。
Today we see the Lord revealed as the Son of Man.
最后一卷书约翰福音启示我们的主他像鹰有属天的生命。
And finally, we'll talk about the Lord revealed as in the book of John as the face of an eagle.
那我们也提到马太福音虽然不是四福音当中最早写成的一卷书。
We talked about previously that the book of Matthew was not necessarily the first book of the gospel to be written.
但是在圣灵主宰的权柄下，它被编排在四福音的头一卷书。
But through the guidance of the Holy Spirit,we see that the book of Matthew was placed first.
因为神让我们，当我们看见主耶稣基督的时候，首先最重要，超过一切的是能够认识主耶稣基督，他是王。
Because we know that the Lord wants us to see first and foremost that God is King.
借着马太福音，我们看见这位君王带出了一个新的族类。
And we see that through the King, there's a new race.
这个新的族类有一个属天国生命的特征。
And that this new generation and new race is a heavenly generation and race.
他借着十字架的死卑微了自己。
Through the mark of the cross, Christ had conquered death.
他借着十字架的路取得了一个荣耀的权柄。
He has given us a new path forward through the cross.
天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给他。
And all authority on heaven and earth has been given to him.
借着马可福音我们看见他是一个仆人。
Through the Gospel of Mark, we see Jesus as a servant.
并且是一个奴仆。
Not only as a servant, but a bond servant or a slave.
他在地上用着爱心和真理来服侍神。
He served God with compassion and with truth.
并且殷勤地按照神的所赐给他的力量来服侍神。
And serve with diligence and with God's strength.
所以今天呢，当我们来看主耶稣基督在路加福音里边所记载的时候
，Today as we see the Lord Jesus Christ depicted through the Gospel of Luke，
我们要看见这位人子的形象。
We want to see this perspective that Jesus is the Son of Man。
我们非常稀奇，在以西结书里边，当神在启示我们的时候
，We see that in the book of Ezekiel，
他讲到这个四个活物。有每一个都有四个脸面。
We see that there is four different living creatures, each with four different faces.
每个脸面正面呢，都是人的形象。
On one side of the each creature was the face of man.
所以就是说，无论主耶稣基督是在地上以怎样的形式来服侍，他都代表那个真的人。
Which means that no matter what how the Lord Jesus served on earth, he represents the true man.
在所有神的创造当中，人是最特别的。
In all of God's creation, man is unique.
因为在创世纪当中，第一章第二十六、第八节，神告诉我们说，我们是照着他的形象和他的样式所造的。
We know in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, that we were made in God's image.
让我们可以管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜，并全地。
To have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and everything on this earth.
所以人在神的创造当中，在所有的这些被造物当中， 是非常特别的。
So we know that overall creation, man is very special.
人虽然不是一个从外边看是一个好像非常伟大的一个生物。
Looking outwardly, it's not like man necessarily has a very glorious appearance.
但是在神的眼中呢，却是一个极其尊贵、有特别生命的。
But in God's eyes, we have a special role and special place.
因此，在诗篇第八篇第四、第六节说呢，
and so
人算什么？
And we see in Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 to 6, what is man that you have thought of him?
你竟顾念他，世人算什么？你竟顾念他。
And the son of man that you care for him.
你叫他是天使比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty.
接下来他同样重复在创世纪里边所说的，你派他管理你手中所创造的这一切的万物。
And the psalmist continues to echo what's in Genesis. You make him to rule over the works of your hands and put all things under his feet.
因此人在神的眼中呢，是一个特别受恩待的一个被造物。
And such man has received a special grace from the Lord.
因为神已经把他自己的形象和样式放在了人的里边。
Because God has put his own image in us.
但是非常不幸的，人类的祖先亚当犯罪了。
But unfortunately, the first man, Adam, sinned.
他带着全人类都一同进入到罪中。
And he represented all of mankind entering this sin.
一同进入到神这个可怕的审判当中。
And entered into God's fearsome judgment.
我们都知道在神那个可怕的洪水的审判的时候。
We know that in the great flood,
神看这个世界全然败坏。
The Lord saw that this world was full of sin.
人终日所思的尽都是恶。
Everything was evil under the sun.
神就用洪水审判全地。
And God used the flood to meet judgment upon the world.
然而神却借着挪亚的方舟保全了人类的性命。
But yet through the ark of Noah, he saved mankind.
这个挪亚的方舟就是主耶稣基督救恩的预表。
The ark of Noah is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然而神的工作并没有停止在那里。
But God's work did not stop there.
他为我们预备了第二个人。
He prepared a second man for us.
所以亚当成了第一个人。
So Adam was the first man.
第一个人失败了。
The first man failed.
第一个人堕落了。
The first man was fallen.
神的工作没有停止。
But God's work did not stop.
他为我们预备了第二个人。
He prepared a second man.
在时候满足的时候，主耶稣基督就降生在这个地上。
And when the time was fulfilled, the Lord Jesus came to this world.
这个第二个人带来这个新的族类。
This new man brought a new race.
使所有信他的人都进入这个新的族类的生命里边。
That all who believe in him may enter into this race.
这个第二个人在圣经里边讲到是真人。
And this new man, the second man, is a new man, as we see in the scriptures.
True man.
It's a true man.
也是有的人也叫他做原人 ,original.
Some might even call him the original man.
是神心中所要的那个真正人的样式。
It is the real type of man that the Lord is looking for in his heart.
那路加福音呢就特别重点的来向我们描述这个第二个人的样式。
So the book of Luke tells us about the second man.
让我们看见在这个人的身上既然有自然的形象，也有一个超然的形象。
And we can see in this man that there is both a natural and a supernatural aspect.
他的自然是他能够代表人类，能够受审。
The natural part is that he can represent man.
他的超然是他能够在十字架上能够为我们这些罪人流血舍命。
But his supernatural part is that he on the cross can die for man.
能够满足神对圣洁对公义的要求。
And he can complete satisfy the righteousness of God.
所以今天呢我们要借着路加福音来看这个第二个人他在地上生命的特征。
So this morning, through the book of Luke, we will try to look at the specifics of the second man.
我们知道路加福音第一开始的时候提到呢 这卷书是写给提阿非罗大人的。
We see in the very beginning of Luke that this book was written to Theophilus.
我们不知道在历史上提阿非罗到底是谁。
We're not sure in history who exactly was Theophilus.
有的人可说他可能是罗马的一个官员。
Some people say he may have been a Roman general.
但是他的名字的意思呢是神所爱的人。
But his name's meaning is he who is loved by the Lord.
虽然我们不知道他这个人具体的人是谁。
Though we may not know specifically who this person was.
但是我们可以确实的知道就是这本书呢是写给每一位神所爱的人。
But we know that this book is written to everyone who the Lord loves.
当然我们知道路加福音是一卷非常丰富的书。
We know that the book of Luke is a very rich book.
当然早晨我们不能够完全把所有的这些内容都覆盖到。
And of course, we don't have the time this morning to talk about all of its points.
当然一方面的时间一方面我们个人的有限是不可能的。
Both because of time and our own limitations.
所以早晨我自己的负担呢是借着主耶稣基督在地上这四个方面要来更多的认识他。
But this morning, God willing, we just want to talk about four simple points.
一方面呢是他的出生。
The first is the birth of the Son of Man.
第二个方面是他的长大。
Second is the growth of the Son of Man.
第三个方面是他在地上的生活与服事。
Third, the life and service.
第四个方面是他的死。
And fourth, the death of the Son of Man.
他在地上完成了一个正常人所需要走过的人生的道路。
As a normal person, he had to go through a typical human life.
因此他可以代表我们。
And therefore he could represent us.
我们刚才读到这些经文让我们看见主耶稣基督是怎样出生的。
We saw earlier in what we read how the Lord was born.
他路加福音的第一章第26到38节记载到呢是由童女玛利亚所怀孕的。
We see in Luke chapter 1 verse 26 that, and 27 that Christ was born to a virgin, Mary.
那一天圣灵来对玛利亚说话。
That day the Holy Spirit spoke to Mary.
是在第一章的第28节之后。
In verse 28.
说他说你这蒙大恩的女子我要问你安主与你同在了。
He said, Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you.
玛利亚听见这话就甚是惊慌。
When Maria heard this, she was perplexed.
圣灵对她说玛利亚你不要害怕。
The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary.
你已经在神面前蒙恩了。
For you have found favor with God.
你要怀孕生子可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son and you shall name him Jesus.
他要为大为称为至高者的儿子神要把他大卫祖先的位置赐给他。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王直到永远。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end.
玛利亚说，主啊，怎么会有这样的事？
Mary said to the angel, How can this be since I am a virgin?
我还没有出嫁。
How can this be?
但是圣灵告诉他呢，圣灵要临到你的身上。因为至高者的能力要荫庇你。
The angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God.
所以是你所生的儿子要称为神的圣者。
And the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God.
这个对玛利亚来讲是一件非常困难的事情。
To Mary, this was a very difficult thing.
因为我们知道在那个世代当中一个还没有出嫁的女子 要怀孕生子。
We know that in that time, an unmarried woman who was to become pregnant
是要被石头打死的。
Was to be stoned.
但是玛利亚呢她因着向主的敬畏她在第38节说愿我是主的使女情愿照着你的话成就在我的身上。
But Mary in her submission says in verse 38, Behold the bondslave of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.
我们知道神在这个时候已经做了预备。
We know that God has already prepared even in this time.
他不仅预备了玛利亚。
Not only did he prepare Mary,
他也预备了约瑟。
He prepared Joseph.
约瑟是个义人。
Joseph was a righteous man.
所以当主耶稣基督生下来的时候他就成为他在地上养大生养他长大的父亲。
So when Jesus was born, he became his adopted father.
这件事情不仅对玛利亚是非常艰难的，对约瑟也同样是非常艰难。
This was not only a difficult situation for Mary, but also a difficult situation for Joseph.
所以我们看见主耶稣基督，他的出生，他的怀孕是一个超自然的。
So we see that the Lord Jesus' birth, and Mary's pregnancy was a supernatural one.
他没有不是由父母亲结合而生的。
It wasn't the will of man.
所以他没有带着亚当的天性。
So he did not have the nature of Adam.
他没有继承从亚当所来的那个罪的性质。
He did not inherit the sin that came from Adam.
所以在他身上是无罪的。
So in him there was no sin.
所以他才有资格为全世界的罪人死在十字架上。
And therefore he had the right to die for all man's sin.
然而他要代表人。
Not only to represent man.
所以他必须呢按照一个正常人的方式出生。
He had to be born through a natural way.
所以路加以他一生独特的细腻描写出我们刚才读到的经文，说玛利亚的身孕已经重了，玛利亚的产期已经到了。
So Luke, as a physician, talks about how Mary's pregnancy had come to term.
因为主耶稣基督要按照像一个正常人一样，要孕育，要生产出。
Because the Lord, just as a natural person, needed to develop in Mary's womb until the time was right.
并且呢，他一定要按照圣经的预言出生在伯利恒。
Not only that, he needed to fulfill the prophecies of scripture to be born in Bethlehem.
因为我们知道那个时候玛利亚和约瑟他们并不住在伯利恒。
We know that at that time Mary and Joseph actually did not live in Bethlehem.
他们的家乡是在加利利的拿撒勒。
They lived in Galilee in the city of Nazareth.
但是在神主宰的权柄之下，他们必须回到伯利恒报名上册。
But under the Lord's guidance, they needed to return to Bethlehem to register.
并且因着可能那个时候因着许多的人都要到不同的地回到他们的祖籍报名上车。
At that time, many people needed to return to their home to register.
伯利恒里边的客栈已经满了。
And the inn was full in Bethlehem.
所以主耶稣基督呢必须为我们生在马槽里。
So the Lord Jesus had to be born in a manger.
他必须然后生长在加利利，他出生在马槽里。
He grew up in Galilee, but he was born in a manger.
马槽是何等的寒陋。
Manger is very humble.
我们有一首诗歌唱到说，并非我们所愿意看见的地方，不是我们所愿意看见的。
There's a hymn that we sing. It's not the place that we want to see.
但是这位创造天地的神。
But this God who created the heavens and the earth,
当他来到地上的时候,
when he came to this world,
没有宫殿来接受他,
there was no inn to receive him.
他要为我们出生在马槽里。
He had to be born for us in a manger.
在两周之前我们的周五的读经里边,
2 weeks ago in our Friday Bible study,
当孙弟兄提到这一段的时候, 他提到有许多的弟兄姐妹们一想到马槽。
When our brother's son shared about this, many of our brothers and sisters recalled a manger.
他们说，主啊，你第一次是出生在马槽里。
He said that the first time you came to this world, the Lord was born in a manger.
如今呢，确实愿意住在我的里边。
And he was willing, you were willing to live within our hearts.
但是我并不比马槽更好。
But I am no better than a manger.
我们何等的感谢我们的神。
We're truly grateful to our Lord.
他愿意住在像我这样有罪有限、卑微又肮脏的人里。
He is willing to live in our hearts, which are full of sin, are limited, are broken, but yet he's still willing to dwell in us.
神是爱。
God is love.
爱就是神愿意成为人的样式。
Love is God willing to become man.
爱就是耶稣愿意行走于历史。
Love is God willing to walk through history.
所以他才能够拯救我们。
So he could, save us, redeem us.
因为在他的出生当中有完全的超然，也有完全的自然。
Because in his birth there was complete naturalness and supernaturalness.
因此他是完全的人。
And therefore he is the complete man.
因此他也是完全的神。
And therefore he is the complete God.
因此他在十字架上所流的血可以洗净我的罪。
And therefore the blood that was flowed on the cross could justify us.
并且他把神的爱和公义都表明出来。
And therefore he could manifest both God's love and his righteousness.
那第二点我们要看主耶稣基督的长大。
Secondly, we want to see the growth of the Son of Man.
在路加福音第二章二十一节讲到说他满了八天就给孩子割礼起名叫耶稣。
We see in verse 21 of chapter 2, and when 8 days had passed before his circumcision,
和所有犹太的男孩子一样,
just like all the other Jewish boys,
主耶稣基督要经历人这个长大的过程。
The Lord Jesus had to undergo all of the milestones of growth.
并且他第八天按照 摩西的律法受了割礼。
And even according to the law of Moses, on the eighth day had to become circumcised.
这个割礼是神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
This circumcision was between the promise of Abraham to the Israelites.
也就是说主耶稣基督一出生他就进入了到神与人所立的那个约里边。
In other words, as soon as the Lord was born, he entered into this covenant between God and man.
那这个割礼今天所代表的是我们心灵里边的割礼。
Today, the circumcision represents the circumcision of our hearts.
除去肉体的情欲的割礼。
To remove our flesh.
也是进入神那个约定的割礼。
And it's to enter into God's covenant.
并且22节告诉我们说他们按照摩西律法洁净的日子带着孩子去耶路撒冷把他献于主。
Chapter 2, verse 22, and when the days for their purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
So we see that in the infant development stage, there are two very important things.
So we see that even when the Lord was very young, there were two important aspects.
进入神的应许,
to enter into God's promises.
把自己完全的奉献给神,
and by being purified according to the law of Moses.
是把自己完全的献给神。
To give himself completely as an offering to the Lord.
因此圣经告诉我们说二章的四十节告诉我们说呢孩子就渐渐长大强壮起来。
And so we see in chapter 2 verse 40, the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
他是有一个孩子正常长大的过程是一个慢慢长大强壮起来的。
He had a normal growth, slowly maturing into an adult.
他就是在他12岁之前圣经就用这一句话来描述。
Before his age of, the age of 12, the Bible only uses one word to describe Jesus' life.
但是我们看见他是按照人的样式在地上生长。
But we see that according to God's, according to man's, life, the Lord Jesus grew.
到了他12岁的时候。
When he was 12.
父母亲带他到耶路撒冷去过节。
His parents brought him to Jerusalem.
因为他们每一年都要去耶路撒冷过逾越节。
Because every year they would go to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
当他们回去的路上的时候父母亲以为他和其他的一同从加利利来的孩子们一起走。
On the way home, they thought that Jesus had, gone home with other relatives that were part of their caravan.
但是后来呢确实在人群当中找不到他。
But of course, afterwards they couldn't find Jesus.
当然作为父母亲他们就非常的着急。
As parents, they were very anxious.
他们就回到耶路撒冷去找他。
They returned to Jerusalem to look for him.
结果呢在圣殿里边看见了主耶稣基督。
And they saw him in the synagogue.
他们心里面就非常稀奇因为他在那里边一面听一面问。
Their hearts were very surprised because they saw him listening and asking in the synagogue.
所以他的母亲就说我们的非常相信你只能向我们行这样的事呢。
And so his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us this way?
主耶稣基督在这里边说了一件非常重要他来到地上的工作。
But the Lord Jesus responded in a very important way.
他说岂不知我应以我父的事为念吗
He said, why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?
岂不知你应我应以我父的事为念。
Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?
他来到地上是完全以父的事为念。
He came to the world for his father's desire and will.
所以我们看见他在地上唯一生存的目的，生活的目的，是为了完成父神的使命。
So we saw that he came to the world for one reason, and that is to fulfill the will of the father.
当他一开始进入服事的时候
As he entered into service,
首先呢，他要接受施洗约翰的洗。
First, he had to be baptized by John the Baptist.
他是以一个舍己的身份进入神的服事。
He had a sacrificial posture toward service.
所以我们看见，我们之前也特别仔细交通过这一点。他的服事完全是没有己的。
So we talked about this previously, in the Lord's service, he had no self.
主耶稣基督在地上的长大让我们看见我们自己基督徒一个长大的过程。
In the Lord's growth as a child, we can see our own growth as Christians.
因为我们每个人得救就像一个婴孩出生一样。
As we are saved, we're just like an infant in the Lord.
我们都需要一个长大的过程。
We need to undergo a period of growth.
主耶稣基督一开始呢他就受了割礼。
In the very beginning, Christ was circumcised.
我们呢也应该受心灵里边的割礼。
And we also need to be circumcised in our hearts.
除去肉体的情欲。
For the flesh to be removed.
我们也应该进入与神那个有福的约定里边。
And we need to enter into the promises of the Lord.
进入这个奉献的生活里。
To enter into a life of offering.
所以我们看见主耶稣基督他一开始的时候就割礼。然后呢，就按照摩西的律法把自己献给神。
So we see that the Lord was circumcised and then offered himself into the service of, according to the law of Moses.
这是一个基督徒长大必须的过程。
This is a necessary part of growing as a Christian.
是一个正常的生长。
It is a normal Christian growth.
然而在这一切的每个日子当中，他是以父的事为念。
And in this time, at every single juncture, his desire was to serve his father.
这是我们今天在地上应该学习的。
And that is what we ought to learn in our lives.
我必须承认在许多的事情上 我的心被其他的事情所霸占。
I must confess that in my own life, in many aspects, I am distracted by other priorities.
我不能像主那样说我是以我的父的事为念。
I can't say as Jesus did, I live for my Father exclusively.
盼望着圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit guide us.
在每日的生活当中我们能够学习把自己奉献在神的手中。
That every day in our lives we may learn to be a living sacrifice.
学习以父的事为念。
To learn to be living after our Father's house.
第三点我们要看一下主耶稣基督在地上的生活与服事。
Our third point is the life and service of the Son of Man.
那在路加福音里边记载了他许多出来服事的事迹。
So in the book of Luke, we see so many examples of the Lord's service.
实际上在整个四福音书当中呢，都记载了许多主耶稣基督在地上三年半的服事这个中间所行的各样的事情。
In fact, all four Gospels depict many numerous aspects of the Lord's ministry over 3.5 years.
那今天早晨我们没有办法进入到许多具体的细节当中。
This morning, we don't have the time to go into too many specific examples.
但是我们要看见一些原则。
But we want to see some principles.
第一个人亚当他是向神独立的。
The first man, Adam, was independent from God.
他在伊甸园里边有最美的环境但是呢他是选择了向神独立。
Though he was in the most beautiful surroundings in the Garden of Eden, he chose to rebel.
因此他失败了。
And therefore he failed.
第二个人来到地上的时候。
As the second man came to the world.
主耶稣基督虽然他是天上的神他有所有的权柄。
Though Jesus Christ was from the heavens and he had every authority,
但是他却选择了一个向神依靠的生活和服事。
But he chose to live a life fully dependent on the Lord.
在他所有的服事上他都寻求神的心意。
In everything he sought out God's will.
他要说什么他来寻求神。
What to say he sought the Lord's will.
他要做什么他来寻求神。
To do whatever he sought the Father's will.
在什么时候说什么时候做。
From when to do, when to say.
或者是怎样说怎样做
How to say, how to do.
在什么地方说在什么地方做
Where to say, where to do.
他都在每一件事情的细节上来寻求神
Every item he sought out the will of the Father.
这是我们应该学习的榜样
This is what we need to learn.
因为我们是仆人
Because we are servants.
神是我们的主人
Christ is, God is our master.
神要求于仆人的最大的一个特点就是要遵循主人的命令。
And what the master asks is obedience to him.
主耶稣基督在地上之所以能够这样做，是因为他有一个非常美好的祷告生活。
The way Jesus was able to manifest this obedient life was because he had a prayerful life.
我们只看一个例子。
Let's look at one example.
在路加福音第六章十二到十六节记载着主耶稣基督要拣选他的十二个门徒。
Luke chapter 6 verses 12, we see how Christ chose his first disciples.
圣经记载呢，他整夜在山上祷告。
We see in the scriptures that he spent the whole night in prayer to God.
要拣选这十二个门徒，其实应该是主已经神已经早已经把这些都显明在他这里边。
To choose these 12 disciples, probably God has already had these names chosen from a long time ago.
但是神，我们的主耶稣基督呢，却在愿意在这件事情上来寻求。真正寻求神的心意。
But even in this decision, the Lord Jesus truly sought out the will of the Father.
所以他整夜在山上祷告。
And so he spent the whole night on the mountain in prayer.
然后才来拣选他这个十二的门徒。
And then came to choose these 12 disciples, apostles.
依靠神的生活不是一个 软弱的生活。
To rely on the Lord is not a life of weakness.
乃是一个充满智慧和力量的生活。
But it is a life of wisdom and strength.
我们看见路加福音呢，特别提到主耶稣基督在其他几个福音书里边没有提到的，他所行的六个神迹和十三个比喻。
We see in the book of Luke there's actually six unique miracles and 13 unique parables not mentioned elsewhere in the Gospels.
这些神迹，这些比喻，充分显明了主耶稣基督他的生命的大能和他的智慧。
These miracles and parables are full of and manifest God's the strength of God's life and His
strength. 我们知道主耶稣基督在路加福音第十五章有一个有三其实是三个比喻。
We know in the chapter 15 of Luke we see three examples here.
有的人说呢，这也是其实是一个比喻。
Are three parables. Some people say this is just one parable.
那里边讲到迷失的羊。
We see the parable of the lost sheep.
讲到人在地上如羊走迷，失去了人生的方向。
We see we are like sheep in the world who have lost our way.
那第二个呢，讲到了丢失的钱。
The second is the parable of a lost coin.
讲到人在地上因着罪失去了生命的价值。
That because of sin, man has lost the value of life in this world.
第三个讲到那个浪子离家的故事。
And the third talks about the prodigal son who has left home.
他失去了父家。
He has left the father's house.
这个就是人类在地上生活的一个真实的描述。
This is an accurate depiction of our life in this world.
是一个非常感人的比喻。
It's a very touching story.
这些故事里边充满了神的智慧和能力。
These stories are full of God's wisdom and power.
在每一个比喻的最后都是神帮助人把这些找回来。
In every parable, the Lord helps man find what they were looking for.
神帮助人找回了他们失去的方向。
God has helped man find the direction that they were looking for.
找回了失去的价值。
To look for the value that he was looking for.
找回了我们流浪远离的天父的家。
And has found the home that we have been lost and have been seeking for.
这些故事比喻不仅充满了智慧。
These parables are not just full of wisdom,
也充满了能力,
but they're full of power.
整个这个教会的历史上，不知道有多少人用这些作为福音的题目。
In all of church history, there's been countless people who have come to the gospel through these parables.
拯救了无数的灵魂。
And countless souls have been saved.
那最后一点，我们也看见主耶稣基督的死。
Finally, we want to look at the death of the Son of Man.
路加在他的福音书里边详细的记载了主耶稣基督的死。
Luke in his gospel talks in detail about the death of the Lord.
我们知道死呢是人天然生命的一个结束。
We know that death is a natural end to all of our lives.
这是因为罪而产生的一个结果。
It's a result that comes because of our sin.
因为圣经告诉我们说罪的工价就是死。
The Bible tells us the penalty of sin is death.
然而主耶稣基督的死却是与罪无关的。
But the death of the Lord Jesus had nothing to do with his own sin.
因为他是一个完全的人。
Because he was a perfect man.
我们知道从他的出生，从他的长大，从他的服事，是从来没有罪的。
We see from his birth, his growth, and his service, there was no sin in him.
所以他的死不仅走完了人生的路。
So his death was not just to walk the path of man.
像我们每个人一样都必须走完的一段路一样。
To walk the path that all of us will eventually walk.
主耶稣基督的死更是为着人类带来了那个奇妙的救恩。
But his death was also to bring to humankind salvation.
所以他的死当中有他作为殉道者的死。
So his death was the death of a martyr.
也有他作为赎罪的死。
As well as the death to take away our sin.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上说
On the cross, the Lord Jesus said,
路加福音23章34节
in Luke chapter 23, verse 34,
他说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
这是一个殉道者的死。
This is the death of a martyr.
我们知道教会历史上第一个殉道的人是斯提凡。
We know that the first martyr in scripture is Stephen.
记载在 使徒行传的第七章的第五十四到六十节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 54 to 60.
当斯提凡对着这些犹太人做完见证的时候，
After Stephen gave his testimony to the Jewish people,
听见的人极其恼怒，就向他咬牙切齿。
There was weeping and gnashing of teeth.
斯提凡满七章五十五节说，斯提凡满被圣灵充满，定睛望天，就看见了神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Acts chapter 7 verses 55, but being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
我们看见斯提凡是第一个殉道者。
We see that Stephen was the first Christian martyr.
他完成了在地上神所托付给他的工作。
He fulfilled the burden and the purpose that God has given him.
我们的主耶稣基督本来是坐在神的右边。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he was originally sitting at the right hand of God.
但是斯提凡定睛望天的时候，是看见主耶稣人子站在神的右边。
But when Stephen looked into heaven, he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
要欢迎他的忠实的仆人回家。
To welcome his faithful servant home.
因此他就说，我看见天开了。
So he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened up.
人子站在神的右边。
And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
因此众人就拥上去，用最后用石头把他打死。
But they cried out with a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed at him with one impulse.
第六十节，最后呢，斯提凡说：“主啊，不要把这罪归在他们身上。”
After he was stoned, in verse 60, we read, Stephen says, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them."
这是一个殉道者的死。
This is the death of a martyr.
是跟随着主耶稣基督的脚步的死。
It's the death of somebody who has walked along.With Christ.
然而主耶稣基督在地上的死不仅仅是殉道者的死。
But the death of the Lord Jesus Christ was not just the death of a martyr.
乃更是一个赎罪的死。
But it's even more so a death that has paid for sin.
因此在主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，他问了一句我们觉得感觉好像非常奇怪的问题。
So therefore Jesus on the cross he asked the question which we may think is very strange.
他说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我？
He asked, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
主耶稣基督知道他来到地上唯一的目的就是为我们走上十字架。
Jesus knew his purpose of coming to the world. His main purpose was to go onto the cross for us.
他知道他一生这是他一生最大的目标。
He knew this was the main purpose of his entire life.
当他面向耶路撒冷的时候，面如坚石。
As he looked towards Jerusalem and saw his impending death.
然而在十字架上，他为什么要问？我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
So then why on the cross would he ask, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
因为这是一个赎罪的死。
Because this was a death that paid for sin.
主耶稣基督知道人一定要问这个问题。
The Lord knew that man would ask this question.
实际上这是一个非常古老的问题。
To be honest, this is a very ancient question.
在主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，就有人已经问了这个问题。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, people have already asked this question.
他们说，你既是神的儿子，能够救别人，难道你不能救自己吗？
They said, you are the son of man, and you can save others, why can't you save yourself?
我们每个人也都曾经问过这样的问题。
We have all asked this question ourselves as well.
所以主耶稣基督知道这是人类所面临的最大的一个问题。
So we know that this is the question,the Lord Jesus knew that this is the question that all of us face the most importantly in our lives.
不是他自己的问题。
It's not his own question.
乃是他替你、替我、替全人类的人所问的一个问题。
He asked this question on our behalf, on your behalf, on all of our behalfs.
所以这是也是我们应当常常问的一个问题。
And this is a question that we may ask frequently.
当我们问这个问题的时候，
When we ask this question,
我们的态度是决定了我们能够从这个问题当中所得到的结果。
Our attitude determines the answer we may receive.
世界上有许许多多的人问这个问题。
In the entire world, many people have asked this question.
在我不信主之前，我也问过这个问题。
Before I believed in the Lord, I asked this question.
我说主，既然神是全能的，为什么要让他的儿子死呢？
If God is king and sovereign, why do people die?
我们对这个问题的态度决定了我们与救恩的关系。
Or why did Jesus have to die? The attitude we have towards this question determines our destiny.
但是如果我们以真正一个感恩的心来问这个问题，
But if we have a thankful heart to ask this question.
所以今天如果你还没有信主的时候，你可以去问这个问题。
So today, if you have not yet received the Lord as your Savior, you can ask this question.
但是我们需要怀着一个谦卑的心来问。
But we have to ask with a humble heart.
我们当我们信了主之后，我们仍然要问这个问题。
As we believe in the Lord, we may also ask this question.
我们的神，他为什么要离弃主耶稣基督？
My God, why did he have to come?Why did he have to die for us?
跟我们自己有什么关系?
What does this have to do with me?
是因着我的罪。
It was because of my sin.
我的主耶稣基督不能够从十字架上下来。
And that's why my Lord Jesus Christ could not come off of that cross.
他不能够救自己。
He was not able to save himself.
否则我们就没救了。
Or we would have no hope.
所以我们要常常思想这个问题。
So we often need to reflect on this question.
我们要常常把自己带到神的面前。
We must often come before the Lord.
要怀着感恩的心来问。
With the gratitude, with the heart of gratitude, ask.
虽然我们是这样的不配。
Though we are so unworthy.
但是主耶稣基督，你为什么要为我们的罪被挂在十字架上？
But Lord Jesus, why did you have to die on the cross for me?
为什么要经历人所不能够想象的苦难？
Why did you have to undergo difficulties that man could not comprehend?
十字架是一个极残酷的刑罚。
The cross and crucifixion is a most terrible death.
然而主耶稣基督没有问。
But Jesus did not ask.
当人给他用醋所调苦胆所调的酒来喝的时候，他没有要。
When he was given wine mixed with vinegar, he did not take.
当人要用这些麻醉的东西减轻他肉体痛苦的时候，他没有要。
When man was offering him an option to take away some of his pain, he did not take it.
然而他就问，我的神，我的神，你为什么要离弃我？
But he only asked, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
因为那是一个更大的痛苦。
Because that was a bigger suffering.
那是与神分离的痛苦。
A suffering that comes from separation from God.
是你我生活在这个肉身当中的人没有办法经历，没有办法想象的痛苦。
It's a suffering that you and I can never truly imagine.
所以我们要常常回到神的面前来问这个问题。
So we have to come before the Lord often and ask Him this question.
主啊，你为什么要经历与神分离的痛苦？
Lord, why did you have to undergo suffering from separation from the Father?
是为着我这样不配的人。
Is it because of me, such an unworthy person?
所以我们要怀着感恩的心来到神的面前。
So with a thankful heart, we come before the Lord.
为着他在十字架上这个救赎的死而感谢他。
And give thanks to the Lord for his saving cross.
他不仅死了一个殉道者的死。
Not only did he die the death of a martyr.
让历世历代的圣徒能够跟随他的脚踪。
So that all people in the future may follow at his feet.
他也为我们完成了一个独一神能为我们完成的事。
But he accomplished a death that only he could do for us.
是一个救赎的事。
It's a saving death.
因此我们要问这个问题。
And therefore we ask this question.
我们要常常问这个问题。
We need to often ask this question.
我们要怀着感恩的心来问。
We need to ask with a thankful heart.
要把我们放在主耶稣基督里边。
To put ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ.
让他在十字架上所流的血常常来洗净我们。
So that the blood from the cross may cleanse us often.
我们非常感谢主，路加把主耶稣基督在地上一生的生命按照正常人的所要走过的路程描述给我们。
We're very grateful that Luke has represented Jesus' entire life in a very normal way, in a natural way.
让我们看见一个正常的人应该怎样在地上跟随他。
That we can see what a normal Christian walk is in this world.
让我们看见他的出生。
That we can see his birth.
既是自然的又是超然的。
That though it was natural, it was also supernatural.
所以他的生命里边有完全的人也有完全的神。
So in his life there was both completely man yet completely God.
所以他可以代表人也可以代替人在十字架上经受神的刑罚。
So he could represent man, but also replace man on the cross.
他在地上一生的路，他的成长为我们做了榜样。
In his life in this world, his entire growth and service, he is our example.
他把自己奉献给神。
To give his life sacrificially to the Father.
他在为我们受了割礼，使我们的心灵能够受割礼。
He was circumcised for us so that our hearts may be circumcised.
他在每件事情上 他的所有的服事行事都学习依靠神。
In every item of service in his life, he learned to rely fully on the Father.
所以这是我们应该寻求的一条路。
This is the road that we need to learn.
在我们的生命里边同样也有自然和超然。
In our life, there's also supernatural and natural.
我们的自然来自于第一个人亚当。
Our natural self comes from the first man, Adam.
是旧造的。
It's the old man.
里边充满了罪和各样的不义。
Full of sin.
有的时候我们自己都觉得非常的讨厌。
Sometimes we may even hate ourselves.
然而在我们的生命里边也有一个超然的生命。
But in our lives there's also a supernatural life.
是主耶稣基督借着十字架上所成就的救恩所赐给我们的新生命。
And that is a new life that the Lord has given us through his work on the cross.
愿这个超然的生命能够在我们里边日日长大。
May this supernatural life continue to grow in us each day.
使我们能够在地上学习主耶稣基督的榜样。
That we can learn Christ's example in this world.
让他在教会当中被尊为大。
That in this church, in the church, he may be glorified.
在我们的生命当中真实的能够做带领的工作。
That in our lives, he may continue to lead us.
使我们在地上能够早日预备整齐，能够迎接他的再来。
So that we can be ready for his return.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你愿意神成为人的样式。
You are willing to become man.
行走于历史。
To walk in this world.
卑微的来到这个地上。
Humbly coming to this world.
过了一个完美的人生。
To live a perfect life.
为我们树立了一个榜样。
To live as an example for us.
并且赐下圣灵让我们能够来跟随你的教导。
And you have given us your spirit that we can follow.
主啊，我们向你承认，我们有许多的软弱和失败。
We confess that we have so many shortcomings and sins.
我们求你怜悯，求你帮助。
Please forgive us. Please help us.
使你的教会能够学习你的样式。
That your church may learn your ways.
能够跟随你的教宗。
That we may follow after you.
使你在我们中间得着高举，得着荣耀。
That you may be glorified in our midst.
使你能够迎接你的教会。
That you may receive your church.
能够永在永远当中与你同在。
That we may be with you in eternity.
这是我们心中的盼望。
This is the hope in our hearts.
主啊，求你工作。
May you do your work.
这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in your holy and precious name.
Amen.
Amen.